Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my God, we are back once again for the often imitated, never nominated Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name is Mal. This is show 181 for those of you keeping track at home. And I know you all are. The Indie Circuit Army rises up against tyranny and stupidity. Well, maybe not stupidity. Probably not tyranny either. I don't even know if we're rising up, but hey, you're here. You're going to listen to some good music. And that's always a good thing. Kind of a crazy week. Started doing, shifting gears into, like, for a long time I've been working on pinball machines and working on arcade machines and dabbling here and there. So I found myself drawn more and more into it. So I'm starting to, like, kind of think about what I want to get. You know, obviously space is always at a premium in Florida. If you live in Florida, unless you're very, very rich, which I'm very, very not, you got to pick and choose wisely because space is at a premium, both, you know, inside your house, and I'm not going to build something because that's just, oof. So, you know, I started, like, kind of, like, looking around what's out there, what's, like, a kind of a must-have thing, you know, with the kind of the theory that I'll wheel and deal, and if I find a nice Pac-Man, then I would sell one, like, maintain, whatever, 4 arcade machines, 2 pinball machines, and 1 or 2... others, you know, that's about the extent of what the house could flex to with some work. But I digress, you know. And I don't even know why I got this wild hair up my butt. It's one of those things where I've always liked them and liked being around them, and whenever I go to the shows I'm crazy with it. But I'm not sure, I worry about, like, return on investment with this kind of stuff, you know. There's a lot of cool stuff out there, but that doesn't mean you have to have one. For a while I was really hot and bothered about getting a 45 jukebox, you know. And I have a ton of 45s. Like, I could easily stock one with really nice music that is well loved in the household. But the reality is, that's the size of a refrigerator, and the sound isn't as good. And my phone holds 20,000 songs. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't have the cool factor, but it's also, I wouldn't stub my toe on my phone as I go to the as I wander towards the coffee pot every morning. You know, you gotta kinda use your head with some of the stuff. Sometimes I don't, and that gets me into trouble. Here's some music for your head to keep you out of trouble, listener. I'm watching all you. I'm not really watching all you. I don't have that capability. I would if I could, but I don't. I can't, so I won't. Here's music.
It looks like Godzilla, but due to international copyright laws, it's not.
Then we should run like it is, Godzilla!
Though it isn't.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
You shall pay, Black Prince. I press you with my name. You shall be Blackula.
Blackula, the Black Avenger, rising from his tomb to fill the night with horror. Blackula, Dracula's soul brother, deadlier even than he. Blackula, he thirsts for your blood, he hungers for your soul, more horrifying than Dracula. The Black Avenger, Blackula, an American international release, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Here's looking at you, kid.
Nice. That was the Fuzuyama Surfers. I played Fuzuyama Wave, Man's Eye Stomp, Miserloo, classic, and Taco Wasabi. Nice. Good stuff. I always said I wanted to play more surf. There you go. I have the combination of everything I love, Japan and surf music. Wow. More for your money. Hey, speaking of more for your money, my first segment I was talking about how I'm getting into this stuff, I'm making room. That also means I'm clearing out some of my other stuff. So I'm selling some guitars off and clearing stuff out and selling junk I don't really use. Not junk, stuff I don't use, stuff that's kind of like been taking up room. Well, here's the rub, ladies and gentlemen. That means you have to deal with humans. Aw, that's so sad. The world is horrible now. Everyone's so harsh and snippy and snarky and jerky. You know, however I might come across on the radio station or the radio show here, to be honest, I try to just be like a live and let live kind of guy, you know? If I'm not into something somebody's into, I don't cut them down or make fun of them. I just kind of go, that's their shtick and they're on their path and that's great. Well, that's not the way the rest of the world is for the most part, I'm finding out. And I guess really bad on me for expecting it. That's the other thing. I guess I'm constantly like let down. You know, when somebody comes back with some jerky thing, like I put a guitar up for sale and it's a really nice guitar, it's in good shape. Well, the first email I get is, "Oh, dude, those are like, you know, that's a used guitar and it's this much new." Well, no, it isn't because it's the wrong guitar. Like, it's a different thing. I don't even write them back. It's like, so right off the bat, it's just snark and stupid. And I know it's probably someone trying to be all cool and cut me down and get it really cheap. Not going to happen, Junior. I'll throw it into a wood chipper before I'd sell it for, some of the prices you get with. But it's, and I'm not, and the thing is, like, generally speaking, when I put stuff up for sale, I'm not outrageous. I know the markets. I look at stuff. I do my homework, but it's, I'm always surprised at how mean-spirited things are now, It's not the way I am. I got to win the lottery so I can just go into some little quiet compound in like Wisconsin or something like that, and just the Amazon guy would just come every now and then and drop something off, and I'd be that weird recluse that doesn't have any human exposure, except for the indie circuit, of course. Oh, and except for Asian Called Cinema, the other show we have here on Radio St. Pete. Oh, and except for that other thing I do, which is Slow Robot A Go Go, look at it at bunchdorks.com. And here's music. I'll stop with the shtick. I know, everyone's like, would you get to the jazz or whatever it is you play on this little show you have that's not jazz? Here's some music.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
never, never have sex with you, ever. If you were the last man on Earth and I was the last woman on Earth, and the future of the human race depended on our having sex simply for procreation, I still would not have sex with you.
What's your point, Vanessa? The next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
All right, that was Chore with from the Coastline Fire. I played Electrojet, Dog in the Manger, and then the other side of the break, because I had to, I played Aloha. I didn't have to, but I had to, because I dug it. So, there you go. Now it's on to other music. Now, should I talk? Nah, I'll put other music. Here's the 5678s. Y'all knew it was coming. You knew it in your heart.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down. Down into my belly.
put it, soup put it, sweep put it, the ball. Why put the sink, throw the stem, put them all. Papa, ooh, ma, 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 papa, ooh, ma, ma, papa, ooh, ma, 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 papa, ooh, ma, ma, papa, ooh, ma, 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 papa, ooh, ma, ma, papa, ooh, ma, 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 papa, ooh, ma, ma, papa,
Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
You're ready to move up.
Lonely woman. She's looking for a man, any man. Now, Gina Lola Brigida returns to the screen. She's only a little older, but she's much, much bolder in her adult film debut as The Lonely Woman. She likes to be young. The younger, the better. She's looking for the inexperienced, and she's ready to teach him, to show him the many ways to truly appreciate a woman. She walks the streets at night, looking, hoping, and waiting for someone to really love her. She's had men before, but they weren't up to the task. The Lonely Woman. Don't miss Gina Lola Brigida, one of the movie's great and sensual superstars, as she returns to the screen to tease you, please you, and shock you as The Lonely Woman. In color rated R for adults, from Independent International.
Silence, Earthling!
My name is Darth Vader. I am an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan.
Darth Vader from planet Vulcan? I love that guy. Alright, that was, of course, the world-famous 5678s from Japan. I played Harlem Nocturne, I Walk Like Jane Mansfield, One Potato, and Tallahassee Lassie. Some of my favorites. A big thank you to Time Bomb Records. Those are the guys, the guy running Time Bomb Records is the guy who said, yes, I could play their music. And I was happy. It was one of the happiest days of my life. That's one of my favorite, that's my favorite band ever. And, you know, it was always a dream to play them. And then they said yes, and I said, oh my God. So make sure you go out and, you know, go out on the web, you know, type in Time Bomb Records. They ship to Japan, they ship to America, I know they do. You'll pay a little bit more, but it's worth it, because they got some cool garage, punk, rock, all kinds of good stuff. So Time Bomb Records out of Japan. I'm going to Japan, at the end of the year, and I really hope I can hook up with those dudes. Maybe I'll make them a couple shirts. I have a screen printing side business. Daddy-O's screen printing. Or Daddy-O's silk screening. I don't even know my own website. Oh my God. I'm too busy working. And I'm hoping to make them some cool stuff and just take it over and say, here's a box of shirts. And maybe they'll say, here's a box of records. And I'll be like, wow. Cool. But you never know how it's going to go. You never know how anything's going to go. The other thing I did notice, and back to the original thought, which was whatever, how many minutes ago. I love, the other thing I love, anytime I'm venturing into something, you know, and I'm buying and selling and doing my homework and trying to do, you know, I never want to rip anyone off at any level. I mean, fair price, fair stuff. I always say exactly what's right and wrong with something. I don't want any hassle. I'm not there to steal someone's money and give them something that doesn't work. That's just not the way. I'd rather throw it in the garbage. That's the way I am. But boy, I do love how everything I want is made of solid gold. And it's held together by unicorn tears. And everything I'm trying to sell is basically, I should be paying them to take it off my hands. It's kind of amazing. And I'm not even exaggerating. Sometimes it's like, wow, super rare Miss Pac-Man, huh? Super rare. You realize they made like 100 million of these, right? Well, whatever. Rare. Yep, you're right. Yeah, yep, totally. That's totally worth $3,000. Oh my God. So yeah, the struggle is real. I will always make sure to make fun of everyone I come across on my show. So tune in to hear me cry and whine and make fun of people. But mostly for music. And here's some music for you, the listener, and me, the guy playing music.
Illinois Nazis. I hate Illinois Nazis.
another man.
My broken heart has ever crossed your mind.
lost your mind, and I wonder if you wonder about me.
All right, you see what I did there on the front end? Yeah. Anyway, okay, that was the Go-Getters. I played Blue Moon Baby, Gang War, and I Wonder If You Wonder. I do wonder if you wonder. I don't really wonder if you wonder. I know you don't. Or maybe you do. I don't know. What am I babbling about? Who the heck knows? I do know this is almost the end of the show. Oh, so sad. What are you going to do, though, huh? All right, that's going to be it for this week. Enough of the shenanigans. This has been the Indie Circuit. I will be here next week with more crazy indie music from who knows where. I've been trying to whittle through that big pile of submitted music, and I put one in earlier, and then immediately listened to it, and I was like, oh my god, yeah, too many F-bombs. And like one is too many, so I heard three in the first 10 seconds. I was like, well, bye, people. Delete the whole folder. Clean show. See you next week, everyone. The Indie Circuit. Now here's 28 hours of jazz.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?